Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
He's a Hall of Famer, an Atlanta legend, and again this season, he's only on one station.
And there it is, career strikeout number 1,000.
Struck him out. Seven strikeouts through five.
And that's 300 wins for Tom Glavin.
It's the Tom Glavin Show, presented by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
The Hall of Famer back with us. We're very excited to have him back for 2024. He's Tom Glavin, who joins Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Tommy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're very excited to welcome back the Hall of Famer and the new season. So it's not often on the radio I ask anybody about their first time, but I will in this case with you. When you found out you were getting your first opening day assignment, albeit in a different era, butterflies, nerves, excitement, what did you feel? And try to put yourself in Spencer Strider's situation, who will do the same on Thursday.
You know, I think for me at that stage of the game, it was certainly excitement, anticipation, and a little bit of surprise. You know, I don't know that it was something I anticipated, but, you know, nonetheless, I got it, and it was the kind of thing that I think, you know, it's one of those things that you, when you're going through it for the first time, it's kind of like, okay, well, who would have ever thought I'd be an opening day starter for a team? So that was pretty cool, and I think Spencer probably is in a little better place than I was, and I don't think this will be his last. But for me, at that time, I wasn't sure I was going to get another one.
So I remember asking you about this time last year. I was like, I'm going to way overspeak here. I was like, there's some elements of Doc Gooden here. And you were like, yeah, that's probably okay to say that. And I was like, holy hell. And if you remember, everybody knows the heater with Doc, but it was the curveball that would just buckle people. Talk about Spencer adding the curveball. That's just a wicked combination for a guy who can hit 99 easy.
Yeah, and I think that when you look at Spencer or looked at Spencer last year, you know, I think a lot of people looked at him and thought, man, if he could add another pitch, it would really complement that fastball slider. You know, look, the fastball slider combination is devastating, obviously, when it's on. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, when everything is hard, so to speak, on your off days, I think it makes it a little bit easier for the hitter to track that, you know. And I think that now being able to add another secondary pitch, a breaking ball that obviously has a different break but is a built-in change of speeds, I think that makes it extremely hard for a pitcher. You know, similar to me and with my fastball changeup use, right? You have that top end on your fastball. You have that bottom end on your softest off-speed pitch. And the greater that is, the harder it is for a hitter to cover that range. So I think that's the case with Spencer, right? If they're worrying about 95 to 100 on the fastball and 92, 93 on the breaking ball, not a lot of separation velocity-wise. But now all of a sudden, if you mix in that breaking ball, and that breaking ball is in the high 80s, and it's a change, and it's a change in direction in terms of the break, that's a big range for a hitter to have to cover. And again, I think it just, it adds to, I know it did for me once I developed my changeup. You know, when you have that, when you have that secondary pitch that you can rely on, it makes your good days obviously really good. I mean, like, you're dominant, but it makes those days where you're off a little bit better to manage, because you're not so locked into what your options are. You have more options, and I think you have a better chance of surviving on the days when you don't have your good stuff.
The Hall of Famer Tom Glavins with Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. So we know pitchers are warriors. That goes without saying. But in this case, the Warriors and Spencer and other pitchers are going to have to go from pitching in 75, 80-degree weather for the last 6 weeks to Thursday, supposed to be crummy, some rain, mid-50s, maybe even dipping down to the 40s. How much is that an adjustment on his body or a pitcher's body?
Well, I'll remind pitchers something that it probably took me a little bit to realize, and it's kind of one of those things I wish I knew now what I didn't know then, or however that saying goes.
Oh, you got it. You nailed it.
You know, I can promise you, as difficult that is, as it is for a pitcher in cold weather, hitters do not want to hit in cold weather. They don't want to hit. And you know, if you hit, you get one fastball in on a guy's hands and rattle that bat, or get a breaking ball off the end of the bat and rattle that bat, those guys don't want to get back in there. So, you know, I think even more so for these guys that are velocity guys, you know, hitters don't want to hit that in cold weather, or mishit it, I should say. So, you know, I would say whatever adjustment it is for pitchers, and it is, because you don't have nearly as good a feel on the baseball when your hands are cold. But I can promise you the hitters like it even less than we do, so take advantage of it.
All right, there are images we have in our mind, and sometimes we're way off. Turns out I was kind of right on this one. I had this idea in my mind that about once a start, Charlie is going to hit somebody on the foot with a slider. And I was like, no, that's not right. I went and looked. He's led the league the last 9 seasons. He's led the league and hit batsmen 4 times. He's finished second twice. What's going on there? What is it? And it's fine. I love watching him pitch. The ball looks like a damn frisbee sometimes. But what's going on with the hits batsmen, like literally that pitch?
You know, I think for him, again, one of those guys who, you know, that breaking ball is, you know, I don't want to say it's a max effort pitch, but there's a lot of effort in that pitch. I mean, he throws that pitch hard. He's looking for a ton of spin. And I think for him, when he gets into situations where, you know, maybe he's ahead in the count and he's trying to bury that back foot slider, those are the ones that he holds on to too long. You know, I know, again, not the same, but somewhat the same. You know, for me, if I had 2 strikes on a guy and I was trying to get a chase change up to a righty, well, obviously I'm not going to hit him, but that's the one I'm more prone to throw in the dirt, right? Because you're trying to get it to finish in a certain spot. Now, I think the same is true for Charlie on that pitch. He's trying to get it to finish in a certain spot. I'm sure he's envisioning that pitch finishing somewhere between the back of home plate and the hitter's foot. But if he holds on a little bit too long or spins it a little bit too hard, you know, the margin for error is not great, right? So that, I think that's what happens. He tries to bury it a little bit too hard sometimes. So whether he throws it too hard or spins it too hard, you know, in any event, it's that one that he's, you know, holding on to for a touch longer and ends up hitting the hitter in the foot. But, you know, you're right. He does it a lot, but when he's on, man, it's sure fun to watch.
Back foot slider, Charlie. When you were in your final couple of starts of spring, so I saw where Max went 6 innings in his and Spencer went 5 1/3 or 5 2/3. How long did you want to go? And I'll use the term max effort, and I know that's probably not going to apply to everybody, but how much were you treating it like a regular season start, so when you did apply it to what happens at the end of this week, it felt pretty normal?
I would say your last couple starts are kind of season-type starts. You know, it's like I've always said, I don't know, you know, I don't know what guys are doing nowadays. I'm assuming they're getting 6 or 7 spring training starts, somewhere in there, 5 or 6, somewhere in that range. So, you know, I know, again, for me, I've said it a lot, you know, the first couple times you go out, you're just trying to get comfortable. You're trying to find home plate. You're trying to establish your fastball command. You're bringing along your breaking pitch. You know, you don't really worry about sequencing pitches all that much. You're just trying to get a feel. You don't even think about the running game. That's the last thing on your mind. So, you know, I think as time goes on, all those elements start to come into play more and more. And I think by the time you're out there, you know, your last couple of starts, I think they're pretty close to game time. You know, you're trying to, you know, obviously, unless you're playing a team like in the Braves case, if they're playing in the National League East team that they're going to face five times during the course of the year, then, you know, if you've got a little wrinkle that you're adding, you may not show that to the hitters. You might hold on to that. So other than that, I think you're starting to treat those last couple of starts like it's a regular season start, in the sense that now you're really starting to get the mental process of the game going. You're starting to think about sequencing. You're starting to think about how you're setting hitters up. You're starting to obviously worry about the running game and pay attention to all those things. And then I think your last start, it's all of the above. You just know you're going to back it down in terms of volume of pitches. So, you know, whether it's 80 pitches or 75 pitches or whatever you did, you know, I think you tried to treat those 80 pitches like, okay, this is a real game. Let me go out here and you know, kind of think through this thing like I'm going to my first start of the year, just knowing it's going to be a less volume.
You were mentioning everything is based off velocity now. That's where it all starts. I was raised watching baseball. This guy, Randy Jones, won a Cy Young with the Padres in the 70s. His sinker was about 71 or 72, and he'd just throw it all night. Charlie, again, or a major, it's not unusual, a sinker being thrown at 94, 95. Are there different speeds like that variable for the sinker as a, for instance, now? Because like you were talking last year, Hunter Green throws 101-mile-an-hour slider. So like everything's a velocity pitch now.
I think, you know, I think for some guys there are, you know, I think for the most part, you get a guy, you know, who's a high velocity four seam guy. If he throws a two seamer as well, he's not going to have as high a velocity. It's not to say he doesn't have the same effort level, but you know, with less seams, you get less spin, so you get less velocity. And I know that was the case for me. You know, when I threw, my sinker was 86 to 88. When I wanted to throw a four-seamer in on a righty and I knew I was going to let it go, I could throw it 90, 92, somewhere in there. But, you know, that wasn't where I pitched. I think for the guys that do have two fastballs, like I said, fastball or four-seamer and sinker or two-seamer, yeah, there's a built-in velocity change there. And that's how I tried to use my four-seamer and my two-seamer. You know, it was a natural built-in change in velocity just by changing my grip. So to me, in essence, it was two pitches that I had. You know, I don't know how many guys do that. Not a lot of guys that do that in today's game. I think most guys are predominantly four-seam guys. You know, some of your veteran guys will be four and two. But, you know, it's like I feel like if you can throw a four-seamer, you ought to be able to throw a two-seamer. And it's just, like I said, a natural built-in change of speeds. But, you know, I think that's where for a lot of guys who are that velocity fastball guy, that velocity slider guy, if they don't have that one pitch that they can throw that takes a little bit of velocity off of a pitch, you know, I think those guys are a little bit easier to track and a little bit easier to follow. And that's why I think that curveball for Spencer is going to be such a great addition.
Glav, last thing for you. As we all assume this will be Max Fried's final year in Atlanta, nothing's written in stone, but that's the way it feels. How much pressure is on him, A, to stay healthy, but B, to perform like he did before the last couple of years when he ran into some injuries, knowing he's heading to the open market? Because I'm sure you had that heading into your walk year, knowing those things were coming.
Look, at it. It's, you know, everybody's situation is different, right? And I think that I'm not speaking for Max. I can speak for myself. You know, going into a contract year, when you know free agency is pending, I think for me, you know, I had always assumed I was going to be in Atlanta, didn't work out, but, you know, you still have that uncertainty looming over your head, right? And I think for Max, you know, that's certainly going to be the case, right? And I think for him, you know, he's obviously going to want to stay healthy. I think that's the biggest thing he has to prove. But, you also want to have a good year. You know, there's pressure in all of that. And it's not to say that, oh, he wants to have a good year because he's going to be a free agent and he didn't want to have a good year last year. Of course you do. You go out every year and you want to have a good year. I mean, that's, you know, that's the essence of putting on a uniform. You want to go out there and be the best you can be and be the best in the game and do all of those things. But I think in a contract year, all of those things are still there, but they're magnified. But, you know, my advice to Max would be, control what you can control. You know, when you go out there every fifth day, that's what you control. You don't control anything outside of that or beyond that. Just go out there and pitch when it's your turn to pitch and do the best you can and just roll with it. See what happens.
Glav, we would be remiss if we didn't wish you a happy 39th birthday.
Yep, I'm trying to forget my birthdays nowadays, but thank you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
What are we now? You're trying to forget it. This is a bad reporter on my part. The follow-up boy. What will we do? Does the wife take you out? Do the kids call? Like, what happens on the birthday?
It's been a pretty, you know, I just had lunch with the wife, and now I've got a, you know, a little middle school baseball game I got to go coach, and I'm going to come home. She's going to make me dinner, so it's going to be a good day.
It's what they call low-key birthday fun.
That's right. That's right.
Well, happy birthday, Glad. We're so glad to have you back for another season, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. You guys have a great week.
There's the Hall of Famer and the birthday boy, Tom Glavine.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.